Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, my name is Kitty and you are listening to the Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Today, I'll be chatting about silence. How often do you sit in silence? Are you comfortable with silence? Or do you prefer sounds around you all the time? It occurred to me that silence is not only about lack of sound, but it's also about not being able to speak up when you're having difficulties with something. You know, when you so want to tell somebody something, but you can't say the words, so you say nothing at all. Or it could be you're having difficulty at work and you feel it's easier to stay quiet. I wondered whether silence is something that people liked. So I asked a few people for their views. One person mentioned they were happy being in a non-noisy world, as they could get on with their lives more quietly and calmly, and they relished silence, in fact. Another commented about silence and said they really didn't like it at all, as it made them feel lonely and also a bit bored, and that they preferred sound around them all the time. Somebody else said that silence helped them to relax and have a clearer mind, especially when they were planning new projects. Scientific studies have shown that spending time in silence actually enables you to become more productive. When I heard that, I was very surprised. The theory is, in today's world, we're constantly bombarded by sound, and we're scuttling about on our business every day. And sometimes we don't even notice if there is any silence. There is another theory that says silence encourages more brain cells to be produced. Now that's an interesting thought, isn't it? It's important to recognise, though, that silence is not for everyone. We're all individuals after all. So how can you use silence in your day? Well, you could use silence to create space in your day-to-day life, to relax, to gain some clarity about the way forward, and have some important me time just for you. The interesting thing about silence is that despite it being silent, the world around you still carries on doing its thing. You can still hear the world around you. Indeed, silence isn't actually silent if you think about it. You can use silence to problem solve specific issues that are troubling you. You can listen to your inner voice for directions. When you give yourself time, real time to yourself, it soon becomes so beneficial to your body, giving you time to think about things you need to do and to help you prioritise things too. Something I find really cool is that silence in so many ways helps your physical and mental health and your well-being by reducing your stress levels, and it does enhance your sleep amongst a myriad of other benefits. I'm not saying silence is easy, indeed it's not. Some people meditate on a daily basis if it's helpful to them, for example. For others, it's just about turning off the phone or the computer or the TV and being in solitude, a digital rest day as it were. Just take 15 minutes or so in silence. You don't need to be doing anything. Find peace in silence if you can. You could do this anywhere, in your home, in your car, in the natural world somewhere. It's your choice. Can increase your creativity and broaden your perspective on life too. That's it for now. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast. Until the next time, hugs from me, Kitty.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.